Okay, once again, 749-1035, but let's go to Irene right now. Good morning, Irene. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. It's wonderful to have you here.
Hi, I finally got up in time to do this.
Well, you are to be commended, Irene. Some of us here at the station have been up for many, many hours.
Yeah, well, I'm a great person.
Isn't that right, Dave?
Okay, my question.
Yes, ma'am.
I have pet ferrets, and they have very sharp claws. And I'm getting a redevelopment loan on my house to do major work.
Okay.
Ceramic tile is so damn cold down here, even in Florida.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about going with the hardwood parquet flooring. What do you think about that for the walkway in the kitchen?
Well, when the ferrets walk around, I'll give you an example. I have this big 100-pound dog, Cinder, that come,
right.
And he's got claws too,
right?
But they're not sharp so much. But when he walks around the house, if he walks slowly, there's no issues.
Right.
But if you get him excited, and my son, you know, likes to play with him, then he'll want to kind of tear through the house.
Right.
And then he exposes those claws, and he can easily scratch, a hardwood floor.
Right.
So. Do your ferrets, when they walk around...
They don't walk.
Oh, they...
they like cat claws.
Okay, but do they retract them, though, when they're moving around?
No.
They always have their claws out.
Well, you know, as far as I know, they move too fast.
Okay.
But they're usually out when they're walking, yeah.
I can tell you that I think that it may be a problem.
So ceramic tile would be the way to go.
Well, here's one way to test it, for what it's worth. This is I don't know that it would be so much of an expensive test. You could actually get some of this flooring you're talking about. Is it pre-finished?
Yes.
Okay. Why not buy a carton of it?
That's an idea.
And why not get a piece of plywood, a thin piece of plywood or something, or just take the flooring itself and assemble it, like if it glues together or snaps together.
Right.
And put it in a hallway.
That makes sense.
And at the edges, do you currently have ceramic tile down right now?
In the two bathrooms, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's on the flooring, though, in the rest of the house where this is going to go?
Carpet.
Okay.
And it's going to be the main walkway, so there'll be, you know, there's only myself here and my ferrets, and they get out twice a day, so it's not like a lot of wear and tear.
Not a lot of wear and tear. Okay. Well, this is a good test. So I want you to take some of this flooring and put it down in this hallway where they're going to be, this main area. But I'm just trying to figure out a way for you to make sure that the edges are kind of taped down or secured down, you know, so you don't trip on it.
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
In the area that I don't walk through much.
All right. Well, then just put this flooring down and just lay it on top of the carpet.
Right.
It's going to feel a little spongy. You know, it's going to feel weird when you walk on it. Who cares?
Right.
And put it down for 2 months.
That's why I call the expert.
Yeah. And then here's the key thing. I want you to keep a piece of the flooring. And don't put it down. Just leave it in the box.
To compare it, right.
You got that right. In other words, you'll be able to see its relative gloss and just how good it looked before it went down. And just let the ferrets go on it for 2 months, which is and see what it looks like at the end of the test period.
Now, I went to a tile store the other day, and I didn't get the name of it, but there's a type of tile that looks like tile, but it's not. It's not vinyl.
I wouldn't know the name of it. I mean,
I wish I'd got the name of it. I was just in such a hurry to get, to get in and out.
You're sure it wasn't vinyl tile flooring? Was it vinyl tile?
You know, it wasn't vinyl tile like we know it.
Well, there's...
If it was.
I can tell you this. This was about 4 years ago. Every winter we have the giant builder show. And what happens is that manufacturers produce all these new products.
Right.
And they the flooring companies that make sheet vinyl, I think for many, many years they ignored vinyl tile. And what happened is that they decided that they were going to revitalize vinyl tile. Because you know how ugly it looked for years? It just was kind of plain, and it's what you'd see in a grocery store.
Cheap.
Well, it had those weird blotchy, like, patterns. I remember my dad put some down in the room I lived in down in the garage. And anyway, they really let their designers loose. And they created these vinyl tiles that, I mean, are so realistic. They've got some out there. They've been out now for 4 years. I mean, they look like real marble. I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. kidding you. They look like real tile.
I wouldn't have thought these were anything but real tile until she showed me.
Well, and so that may be what you're looking at. I think it's a strong possibility that it could have been vinyl tile. And now the trouble is, I don't think vinyl tile is, it's not as warm, you know, as you know, as other type of floorings. I mean, it can be very cold as well. One thing you might think of, now this, I want you to think about doing a second experiment.
Okay.
And that is, why not do cork flooring? You talk about a warm flooring. I have cork in my office. It's in our entire basement on a concrete slab, and it's extremely warm. It's resilient, and the neat part about it is that if it gets scratched, you just put another quick coat of urethane on it, and you're good to go. So I think I would maybe get some pieces of cork and test those at the same time you're testing this other flooring.
Okay, I'm going to call and find out the name of that, and I'll email it, put in the email to you.
Well, I've got, you can go to the website, askthebuilder.com, type cork in, and I've got a couple of columns there for you, Irene.
Okay.
All right, pal.
It was nice talking to you.
Well, thanks for getting up. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Say good morning to the ferrets for me.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.